This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another The Podcast, the home episode. My name is Ted Smith, the host of this here podcast, the greatest podcast in all the land. All right, in the bottom square, he's grilling, he's soaking up the race. Goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Grilling, chilling, $100 bill in for my rooftop in Eastlake. I got the city loud and glowing like a river flowing below me. I'm feeling it tonight, boys. What the hell is going on?
All right, back on the wheel of steel, get the studio, well, get the Zoom all set up, recording stuff. Matt Comer, the producer, MCTT. What's up, Matt?
If Cobb's got it unlocked like that, I'm just going to sit back, relax, and make sure if you guys swear, I write it down and watch this game that I have on mute.
I have mine on very low volume. We're currently watching game 6 of the NBA finals. By the way, I don't know if you noticed when this was on earlier, they like panned to the crowd and there was like a tan blonde and I was like, oh, all right, go Bucks. They're clearly cheering for us.
I gotta get to Milwaukee.
Like, oh yeah. By the way, I'm going to Milwaukee in October.
What?
What on earth is taking Ted Smith to Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
We were trying to figure out what to do for the tailgate tour and the games are kind of out. We had toyed with Tahoe and then we just settled on Milwaukee. We're going to give the brochure, like visit the breweries, like do this or that.
Dude, I'll say this. I've heard good things about Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard good things. Seems like a decent town. They're all about brats and beers. So I'm like, this seems like a decent way to spend a Saturday in the fall.
That's what I was going to say is St. Louis and Milwaukee, like, that's brewing territory. I feel like that's way more Ted Smith than Lake Tahoe. You'll be a Tahoe guy, but I don't think you're old enough yet. I don't think you're there. You know what I mean? In the story arc.
Maybe, but I'm ready. I'm ready for Tahoe.
What are you trying to say, Cobb?
We watched the Winter Classic this year, and we're like, we got to go to Tahoe.
What's the Winter Classic?
It's when the NHL plays games outdoors.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, like the one they do in Boston?
Well, it moves. It moves every year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just remember they did it at Fenway one time, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, they've done it at Fenway. They did one at Ann Arbor at Michigan Stadium, and it was the most attended NHL game of all time. Because there's 111,000 for football, and then with hockey, you could fit more on the field.
Jesus.
And then they had, like, zero spectators in Tahoe.
Yeah, Tahoe, right, because of the pandemic, they couldn't have fans. So, like, we'll do it on the shores of Lake Tahoe. And I think it was on a damn golf course.
Yeah, it was. It's the one where they have the celebrity golf tournament that just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Boys, did we get anybody good in the draft? Wasn't that today for the Kraken, or is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. First, let's get some paperwork. I don't know. Let's get some stuff out of the way. First of all, I will be back down at the brand new Emerald Queen Casino Saturday night for Cage Sport MMA. There's still tickets available. Brand new showroom. That should be fun. Show starts at 7. Doors are at 6. So come on down. Make sure you say hello if you have tickets. And then there's 6 fighters debuting. So I love a good debut. You never know. There's no pads on, just them locked in a cage. We'll see what happens.
Wow. Coming out of quarantine, riled up, ready to go.
And then I want to give another shout out to my buddy Morgan and Davin. They're running a Brody Nation, which is in 2 weeks. And that's a small festival up in Carnation. That one only sells 400 tickets. So if you want to get into that, I would recommend buying a ticket pretty soon. But there's not a lot of festivals going on. This one's going on. I'll be up there on Saturday to see Davin play. And man, I don't know, like a beer garden, some river time. I mean, this could be a thing. All right.
Dude. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, so first, like, shout out to Brian Halquist. I heard one of his commercials on the radio, but for the MMA stuff down in Tacoma. Dude, can you really imagine that you go in to fight another man and you have no footage? You just have a photo of this monster? You don't know what he's capable of. Like, that would be more scary to me than somebody who has, like, 3, you know, KO victories. It's like a guy who's just coming off the streets, and it's like, we have no idea what this person's capable of. He might be the next John Jones.
Yeah. I mean, you have, like, they'll have some idea what kind of fighter he is, right? Because they all have amateur fights. So you'll know if he's, like, a ground guy or likes to stand and punch. But you're right. Like, that's why debuts are fun, because you never know. And also, you never know when somebody really gets their bell rung. It's different in a pro fight. And remember, HowlQuest is the only one down at Emerald Queen. We're the only show that's the actual pro fights in the state of Washington.
Dude, that's pretty cool. And that new Emerald Queen, honestly, we said this last podcast, but that thing looks insane from the freeway. It's huge.
Yeah, I can't wait to get in there just to see the new showroom too, man. Like, I'm pretty pumped. Yeah. Plus, I mean, this sounds bad, but I forgot how much I miss hearing actual flesh hit flesh. You know, like, you can watch fights on TV, but like, when you're in there and you feel people taking those punches, it's like, oh yeah, like, let's get it back.
It's
I love to hear a man's knee bounce off another man's skull. Jesus, Ted.
It's the truth though, man. I mean, if you like
that fight, is not a Tahoe attitude, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, they have fights in Tahoe.
I'm just kidding, man.
Speaking of fighting and cage sports, shout out to our girl Misha Tate. Got a nice win in the UFC over the weekend.
Yeah, there were some crazy fights over the weekend.
Yeah, she was on a fight night, which was free if you had ESPN. But yeah, she's had 2 kids. That was her first time back in a cage. I want to say in 3 or 4 years. Oh, she looked dominant, man.
Wow. All right. And that was on ESPN Plus, you said?
The streaming one? Just on ESPN as well.
It was on TV?
Yeah, because it was a UFC fight night as opposed to like a pay-per-view.
Okay.
That wasn't the only dominating performance. Me and a mutual friend of ours, Mr. Dildine, dominated Cornhole Saturday. I think we ran off 5 or 6 games in a row and finally just said, why don't the rest of you guys play some games so you get used to winning again before you start playing us?
Wow, where was this?
We were down at Mike Hawk's place. He just had a couple people over for a little cookout. He's had to reschedule his wedding twice. So we were doing kind of a year to the date because his wedding will be next year.
Jeez.
Yeah, cornhole, hot dogs, you know, all the good stuff. Got a delicious orzo salad. It was a big hit.
Going Greek. I love to hear it, Ted.
Kyle, are you in a closet now?
I'm on the move. Give me just a second. I'll give you the whole breakdown of what happened. Free range podcasting, not as easy as it sounds. Appreciate it. No problem. All right, boys. What went down is this. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
I can hear you now.
Dude, all right. So I'm grilling, chilling, $100 billet up on my roof. And then, of course, like, so there's nobody there. As soon as we start the podcast, I was up there for 45 minutes. Nobody. As soon as we start the podcast, boom, big group of people come up. They want to hang. So I quickly pulled my stuff off the grill, ran down the emergency staircase, threw my food into my place. And then now I'm back out on the streets, free range. It's free range casting, man. We can't go into the studio because of COVID. This is what you get.
I love it.
Funny enough, I had a buddy text me. He goes, how much is Cobb into podcasting? Seems like he's just literally walking around. I go, yeah, that's what he said. He is walking around.
Yeah, dude, like, I guess it's as low budget as it gets now, boys.
All right. We've been talking about, like, everything's back for summertime, which is great. But I will say, Saturday, I was in some of the worst fucking traffic I've ever been in my life. We like cut down by the waterfront. It took us half an hour to go three blocks. Now, the plus side is it was summertime, so the sights were out and walking around. I'm just like, man, I forgot. Traffic sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, traffic is back in a big way. I've run into it a couple times over the last week, and it's just, you know, I mean, we all like missed all the things that we loved. We forgot about the things that we hate of a ton of people living in a small city, you know?
Right, so here's always the argument. Which is worse? Like being on the highway and being stuck in traffic and you got to drive 2 hours, or taking a half an hour to go three blocks?
Ooh.
Ooh. God. God, Ted. Man, I don't know.
It's the three blocks for me.
Right, because I mean, like, let's just say where, like, Taryn lives, right? Like, normal traffic, that's going to probably take at least, like, an hour, 90. That's going to take at least an hour, if not 90 minutes, anytime you go. But, like, sometimes on Sunday mornings, like, just to take an Uber from my house to, like, Ballard to go play soccer at, like, 11 will take, like, the same, like, 45 minutes. And I'm like, I think this is worse because you're, like, physically close, but yet far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the worst, honestly, is surprise traffic. When you the opposite. Like when you played yourself and you're like, you know, I knew I should have left at 5 and instead I left at 5:30. That's the worst for me.
Yeah, that one's bad, but like that one at least I can accept, right? Like, I don't know. I've driven down the Sals before and like somebody picks me up at like 3:30 in the afternoon. It's like, okay, well, we're gonna sit in traffic now. It's Friday afternoon and we're trying to get past the base. Like, I don't know. Mentally, I can deal with that. But I mean, Saturday, Jason and I were just going nuts in his truck. I was like, we're never getting out of here. We were in traffic so long that I had to put suntan lotion on my right arm. Because I'm like, I'm going to get sunburned again just sitting in traffic. I literally see he goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to lotion up, man. Like, my arm is on fire here.
Yeah, we've walked this road before. God, dude, that's actually really funny. Wait, what waterfront were you guys on? Downtown?
Yeah, because I for the life of me, I don't understand why the state of Washington closes I-5 on the weekends. So
yeah, in the summer.
We had to get from Capitol Hill over to West Seattle. So I-5 was just a parking lot. We were like, screw it. We'll cut down through the city. So getting on Fifth Ave was already a bitch. And then we were like, you know what? Let's try the waterfront. But of course, there was construction down there too. And like, people just blocking lanes. I mean, you can hear it in my voice or see if you can see me right now. It's just like, oh man, we're just not making it out of this traffic.
Mm.
God.
Can be unrelenting.
Yeah, and it's weird too, right? Because today's July 20th when we're taping this. And like, I don't know, like I've already been back east and been to the Atlantic Ocean and stuff. I'm like, it feels like summer's almost over. And it's like, no, it's not. We still got at least one more giant hot streak in August in front of us.
Yeah. Dude, I've been feeling the same way. It's because we had that early start, like that nice, like heavy heat that we had. Usually that's to August. So that's like the marker of like, okay, we're kind of at the peak of summer. Maybe it's Sea Fair, whatever, a couple more event weekends and we're shutting it down. And that's just not the case at all. Like, we're still ramping up. I mean, it's July.
You got to be the only person I know in Seattle that called it a nice heavy heat. I was like, I thought I was going to sweat to death.
Oh, not me, dude. The hot and heavy. I like being able to ride the scooter at night after the sun has gone down in a t-shirt. That's where your boy's most comfortable.
See, I like where we've been at the past few weeks. Give me around 80 degrees during the day. Like, I can go swimming, and then at night I can put on a hoodie. That, to me, that's ideal Northwest summer.
Ted, you're a temperate guy, and women love that about you. I get that. I'm, you know, a little more extreme. Makes it a little tougher on the dating scene, but, you know, I got to be who I am.
Oh, man, that's pretty funny. All right. What else are we going to talk about? I don't know. Fall's around. Like, it is kind of weird that, like, the Seahawks, there'll be NFL camps starting, I think, next week.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
Which is super wild.
And we're set. That is wild.
Yeah, I mean, like, the other thing, too, is, like, last year I just feel like last year was a wet summer. But I feel like we were so starved for, like, something to do. It was like, all right, NFL's here. It's something. Whereas this summer, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, they start up early in August. It's hot and sweaty. You got to go through 2 days. I was like, there'll be fans there.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you guys, I think, Ted, maybe you have been over to the training center to actually watch a practice?
I have. I haven't been over for camp, but I went over and saw a Sunday walkthrough before a Monday night game a few years ago at the VMAC, which is pretty cool. For people that aren't Pete Carroll fans, like, see that man in person. And, I mean, it's electric.
Dude, yeah, some people just have that crazy, like, charisma. And he looks electric on TV. I think it was that – I mean, I always say this, but I think it was that – actually, I don't know about saying on the podcast. That USC Fountain of Youth. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. Off, like, maybe
having – you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, an off-campus house. Well, that's the thing too, man. It's like I'm used to practices being like 2 hours and this and that. Now, granted, it was just a walkthrough, but I mean, they were so like crisp, clean, and just ran through the thing in like maybe 45 or an hour. But I mean, it was still hyped and everything. You're like, holy shit, like they're going to go beat the crap out of somebody tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's, dude, there really is a crispness difference in any sport between like professionals and like the next level down, like you take UFC, take college football versus NFL, like whatever, like there's just like a sharpness that you're like, whoa, that's a professional, even with musical performers.
Yeah. And when you watch like pros practice, like there's not balls like flying around or random stuff happening. Like it's all planned out. Like everybody knows what routes they're doing. Like, I don't even know if they ran the same play twice. It's just like, this is what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. Like, let's get through it. And then they played, like, some game at the end, and everybody was losing their crap.
Yeah, it's a different level.
All right, have you guys seen Dave yet on FX?
Yep.
Movie or show?
It's a TV show. It's Little Dickie's show.
Yeah, I've only seen half of an episode, but it was good.
Half.
Matt, you've seen it?
Yeah, on the recommendation of a mutual friend of ours who works at the popcorn shop. And last summer he told me about it. He's younger. How old is he, Cobb, our hip friend?
Matt, I can't disclose sensitive details about employees.
Okay, fair enough. You know who I'm talking about. He hipped me to it.
He's 19, dude. I'm just messing with you.
His name is Jake, and I believe he's 20.
He's 20 now?
Isn't he? I think so.
I think he's 19.
I don't know. It might be a HIPAA violation.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah. So I started watching it after, last year while it was still on TV, and this season's so uncomfortable, man.
Yeah. Well, this year they all came out on Hulu, but it's also still on FXX. That's like the network it's on. So you can still watch it if you don't have Hulu. It is incredibly uncomfortable. But I also like the way that, like, they deal with, like, real issues of, like, people being uncomfortable or, like, romances and this and that. And Gata, his hype man, might be my favorite character on TV right now.
Really? Was just, like, the guy who pumps him up before he goes out? Or is, like, his personal hype man who rolls around with him?
It's both. Like, yep. They're friends, but Gata's just, like, and in the first... In the first season, he kind of talks about he deals with, like, help me out here, Matt.
I think it was bipolar.
Right, he's bipolar or something, right? So sometimes he kind of would go a little crazy or this and that. But, like, man, little Dickie just fucks shit up a lot. And, like, Gata's always there to kind of, like, keep him on track or help him pick up the pieces. I mean, Matt is right. To say the second season is uncomfortable is putting it lightly. Like, Matt, did you see the episode with Doja Cat?
The last one, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like, please stop texting her. Like, I'm bad with women, but this is brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched that with two other people, and we were all squirming so hard during that entire episode. Even the first, like, 8 minutes or whatever where there's, like, some hope and it's going nicely, we were all like, this is going to be a train wreck here in a little bit.
Right. Somehow he's going to screw this up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. It's a great show. And we're saying it is uncomfortable, but also there is just some weird, funny stuff. Like, you know, little Dickie... His parents, I don't think those are his real parents because they're actors, but they're supposed to be like old Jewish people from New York. And when his dad looks at him and just goes, "What is getting neck?" I was like, oh my God. Like, I can't even imagine one of my parents asking that. Like, nope, you're going to have to figure that one out on your own. You're good to go. All right, well, let's take a break here. We'll come back and read some emails. All right, we are back. Again, thanks to our sponsors. Mr. Cobb, do we have some emails?
Oh, yeah. All right, so sadly, as usual, I mean, I'm out here on the streets. So I don't really have a desk, so I didn't sort them out. So the two topics we're dealing with, I think, are the nicknames that people give you based on your name, like the jokes that people always make about your name, and me trying to decide between... going to a young person's birthday with some of my friends or going to a wedding with my loyal and beautiful girlfriend. So that being said, what's shaking to the greatest podcast in all the land?
All the land.
All the land.
My last name is Fawcett. Yes. Just like the thing on top of your sink. Growing up, I got made fun of for it by kids calling me Drippy Fawcett or Leaky Fawcett. I just took it because I was a kid. Then high school hit, and I figured out the best comeback. Someone would say, ha-ha, like Drippy Fawcett. I'd respond with, yeah, just like a regular faucet, I can make your girlfriend wetter than you ever could. Yeah, that would shut them up pretty quick. Take care, boys. Hoping for a V get-together soon. Jaden.
All right, I respect that. Aggressive.
Cobb, you're f***. If you had agreed to one of the first two activities with her friends, I would say you definitely have an out. From what I've learned from 15 years of marriage is you need some compromise, and by always turning down what she wants to do, what she is hearing is her activities don't matter in her head. You've made the decision by now, so I can't wait to hear. Also, what do I know? All women are complex and no two are exactly the same. Good luck, Dustin and Linwood. Next email. Wedding versus baby B-Day. RIP Cobb, August. Thanks, bro.
It was a hot topic of discussion. Like, people were texting me on Wednesday. What is he doing?
Yeah.
So finally, I was like, all right, Kyle, what's the answer?
Wedding versus birthday. Gentlemen, I know that the decision between going to the wedding and going to the birthday has already been made. But as a married guy, I wanted to share some thoughts. By the way, my wife agrees with this logic. If the wedding was a must-go-to event, your girlfriend would have known about it weeks ago, if not months. For what it's worth, she claims she did, but I never heard a word about it. Save the date notices are sent out long before the invitations and go to the people the couple wants to make sure will be there. Also, one of those was sent out, but it went to the wrong house. The fact that your girlfriend didn't even know via word of mouth before she received a phone call a couple weeks before the event indicates this is not a must-go-to event for either one of you. Yeah, that exactly, man. That's why it's dicey, is because technically a wedding invitation was sent out, but it was sent to her parents while we were in Texas. Somehow the message never got through, and we're not close enough with these people to warrant a phone call. It's like, you know, it's two layers removed. I don't want to say, but you know, it's a little removed from us familially. So yeah. That's all I really can say. As for the Cobb topic, my last name is Dose, pronounced like dose of medicine. Most of my friends call me Dose or Doser, and the occasional Dosey Doe. I grew up in Anaheim, and people always wanted to put an accent on it, so it rhymed with Jose. It is also often mispronounced Dos or Dossie. Cheers to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Dosey. Dosey Doe. I would be the worst with that one. What's up, Dosey?
Dose.
I mean, if he shows up with his girlfriend, I'd be like, uh-oh, double dose.
Yeah, dude, exactly. There's a lot of them there. A lot of material to work with. Dosey! Hey, guys. On the subject of the Cobb topic, my name is Serge. Ted, remember me from Serge Reviews Movies everyone has already seen? Well, everyone thinks it's funny to say Serge Protector, etc. Peace out, dudes. Serge.
Yeah, I mean, I think also for Surge, it's good that it wasn't around when that soda was around.
Nicknames. I had the misfortune of growing up just after the trend of dumbing down kids shows on TV began, while sharing a name with a character from one such show. I thought being named Jay was pretty cool. I'm named after birds, and they're smart, mischievous birds, too. Well, then JJ the Jet Plane came out. This character is this dopey, helpless cartoon airplane who always needs everyone else to solve his problems for him. Cue my new nickname for a number of years. Woo.
Yeah. Kids shows can definitely do that. But I like Jay. I saw somebody today I follow on Twitter posted a picture they drew as a little kid, and it was a blue jay, but instead it said Blow Jay. I've been laughing about that all day. Like, OJ. All right.
Hey, guys. My last name is Laycock. Don't know if Matt will have to bleep it, but it pretty much explains itself. All I can say is that I hope I can live up to my name before things stop working down there. Thanks for giving us the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land. But Lecoq Sportif is also a big brand from France. They got some cool stuff.
We got time for one more?
Hit us.
Name jokes. My name is August. Take a moment and try and guess what the jokes are.
I mean, month jokes.
Yeah.
Yep, that's pretty straightforward. If you guessed, were you born in August? No, I wasn't. I thought you were September. No, it's still July. Why were you named that? I don't know. Why were you named John? Then you're a winner. I usually reply by saying, that's the very first time I've ever heard that joke. Good job. People just can't help themselves. My other big annoyance with my name is when people in the office start talking about their plans this time of year. Oh, let's do that in August. Or in August, I'm going camping. I do a lot of cubicle groundhog head pops before realizing it has nothing to do with me. All the land. Cheers. August.
Yeah, that would get annoying. I think technically he'd be kind of prairie dog and popping in and out.
Prairie dog and Frankie.
All right. Is that all the emails for tonight?
There's one other one that's really long, so I was just going to save it. Shout out Frozen Fear. But yeah, we're good.
All right. Yeah. We'll just save that guy. Let's see. I didn't see him this weekend, so I'm interested myself. Check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Check out with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Check out with what's maddening.
Yeah, well, this weekend, I guess on Thursday, really felt like the start of the weekend for me because I kind of like rearranged my schedule in advance because I knew it was going to be Kevin's birthday And, you know, he had texted me about going for a hike on his birthday. Like, oh, it felt like it was like over a month ahead of time. And I was like, with that kind of heads up, like, I'm in and I'll make it happen. But of course, it was like closer to 2 weeks out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to make sure everybody's moved around. So Thursday was a chill day. And Kevin from Metal Shop and Loud Local over at KISW, still really good friend of mine. And it was his birthday. And last year we went on a hike, wanted to do again this year. And we went up to Snow Lake, Cobb's favorite. And I'm glad we went.
Dude, I was there today.
What?
I was there today. Love it.
You went to Snow Lake today?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, cool. Did you jump in?
No, I didn't bring a swimsuit. Huge mistake. Wow. Huge oversight.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the best part. But it was quite refreshing. And yeah, it was just a ton of fun to hang out with Kevin. Hadn't seen him in a little while. And yeah, it was just a beautiful day. Not that crowded. We showed up at like, I want to say like 1:30 or something. So like we saw plenty of people coming down when we were going up. But then when we got up there, it wasn't super packed. And on the way back down, I know that one can be a little congested depending on when you go. So, yeah, I was pretty stoked with that for how nice the weather was too. It was just a beautiful day, a little cloudy early. By the time we got there though, everything had burned off. There was like a couple clouds in the sky, but just enough to make it look cool.
Yeah. Give me some, a little cover here or there.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't affecting the temperature or anything. It was still fun to jump in. And yeah. So shout out to Kevin. Happy birthday. Thanks for inviting me to go hiking. It's a lot of fun.
I heard you guys stop by my spot too.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, I was like, dude, we got to go to North Bend Bar and Grill. And he was like, okay. He was just in. Cause I was pretty like, yeah, that's what we got to do if we're hiking out in that direction. And then when we got there though, he was like, I came here for Live Day. Like we were all out this way for Snoqualmie Casino. And then everybody ate dinner there. And I was wondering, Ted, did you have a hand in that?
I was not personally there, but I told everybody they should go there.
Okay. Got it.
I mean, it's pretty, if you're in North Bend, I'm like, the blackened salmon Caesar salad at the North Bend Bar and Grill is one of my favorite things in the state.
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot to text Kevin. So I texted him later in the evening and he was like, yeah, I had the salmon Caesar salad. I was like, yep, all right, I got you. You guys did the whole, like, I mean, that's a Ted Smith North Bend day. Snow Lake, little North Bend Bar and Grill, getting it in.
Yeah, it was a great little run, man. It was awesome to see him. And then, yeah, once we got in, I was like, I mean, you got to get the black and salmon Caesar salad. Like, once we were there, I was like, Ted always talks about it. You got to do it. And furthermore, every time that I go there, I have to get it. And Tyler, my girlfriend and I, she came out and met us after she went and hiked Little Si. And then we all met up there for dinner and she came out. So they split everything for us. We got that and a pretzel burger that was also really good. And they were like, split it. And I was like, yeah, and just no sweat, like separate plates. It was so clean. Yeah, I mean, splitting plates, I feel like I see places like charge for that and stuff. They just offered it straight up. Like,
yeah, it's not that hard to do. Plus, like,
what's going on?
I don't know that I've ever just eaten at that place. I feel like every time I've eaten in there, I've like, you've done something. You've gone hiking or you've gone snowboarding. Like, I feel like you always earn your food and your beer when you're sick.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Boys, I totally agree. You do earn your food when you're out there. You never just sort of casually wander in the saloon doors. So I went to Snow Lake also. If anyone wants to check it out, there are multiple snow lakes. We're talking about the one where you leave from the Alpental parking lot. Cool hike. It was a little crowded when we went too, but c'est la vie. Good alpine views, though. Reasonably short-ish. Or no, good value. It's not short, but it's great value for the work you put in. So as we were hiking along today, I realized my dad's a pretty quiet guy. I was with my dad and my little sister. My dad's a pretty quiet guy, generally just sort of introverted and whatever. Well, for whatever reason, as we were hiking, he was just on one. He was chatting up everybody, saying hi, cracking jokes. And this is not I don't want to say his name, but this is not the version of him I have seen in the last 5 years. It was pretty incredible. Total personality change, and in a good way. And so it got me thinking. I was like, oh yeah, like this is his happy place. I mean, for vacation, he goes and like builds trails with the Washington Trails Association. And like, you know, that's how he like gets away and unwinds. So then I was kind of thinking about like, wow, that's beautiful to see. You know, that's cool that he's in his zone. And I was like, all right, what's my zone? And I was like, dude, I feel like for me, you know, it's like kind of Burning Man, Summer Meltdown, like just a feel-good festival atmosphere where people are chilling. And so that leads me to the cop topic this week. What is your happy place? Like, where do you just feel like most authentically yourself? Feel free to email us. Literally the word email at thepodcast.com. I think you guys got that by now. But yeah, what's your happy place? Like, just, I don't know. I think it's a valuable exercise and reflection. Plus, I'm curious to hear Ted. I could see going a lot of different directions. And actually, weirdly, Matt too. But I feel like some of those are, I don't want to put words in your guys' mouth, but I'm interested.
I mean, Saturday, like hanging out in the river at Summer Meltdown is pretty top notch. For me, sometimes I just like hanging by the campsite and listening to music. But if I had to pick one, I'd say you're talking early October, still wearing shorts, maybe a hoodie. There's a college game coming on in like 3 hours. You're in a parking lot, you're grilling, you're playing cornhole. Like that's my hat. That man, you're right. I got a few of them. Like I love going to bars and stuff, but I would also say kind of what I did Saturday, like small crowd, like just cooking up some food, like dominate. You don't have to win cornhole. I do, but like playing cornhole. Then we ran in to watch like Misha's fight. Like we had the basketball game going on the side. There were some kids out there kicking a soccer ball. I hopped in, started kicking it around with them. Like anything that just involves like a throwing motion in a beer. I mean, that's a good Saturday in my book.
Yeah. Good call.
A throwing motion in a beer. Yeah, man, the woods and camping, like getting up and camping at Terrence and just like being surrounded by all the wood. And it's like, it's tough because there was live music for the first time in a while, and a bunch of people I hadn't seen in a while, but, definitely getting outdoors when I'm up here. And then, man, I feel real alive down in, I'm sure people are probably tired of hearing me talk about Palm Springs, but man, it's the sun's out. I just want to talk to everybody. And I just like, yeah, it's just a fun place. And I don't know, you know, it's tough to know how much of that's in my head, right? Because if I'm more talkative, of course, I'm going to think, people talk more in the sunshine because I'm initiating more of it, right? So I definitely know that, like, here I feel like, yeah, man, I love my friends. I love my family, you know, everyone else, you know, especially with, like, the way it's been, I just haven't felt super socially active and, like, wanting to engage. But the desert and the other one that came to mind, but I haven't been in the gym in so damn long. Like, that's my happy place. But again, I'm not very social there usually. Like when I worked at one, that was different, but it was my happy place because my headphones are in and it's just me and the weights and the music.
The iron doesn't lie.
Henry Rollins, man, kicks you straight.
Yeah, like there is something. Like last week I started benching again and it had been a long time since I benched anything. And trust me, I'm not putting up a bunch of weight, but it just kind of like, I haven't looked at Osiris. I go, man, I haven't benched in so long. Like, my chest just feels massive. And he's like, that's a good thing. I was like, I know. It's just, you're right. It's funny. Like, you can do a lot of stuff at home, but there is something kind of nice about being in the gym, being in the lab, and like pushing weight around.
Getting that pump.
God damn it, I'm already thinking about tailgates now. I mean, Cobb, you've been with me on some of these tailgate adventures. Like, I love Burning Man and like festivals, but man, I don't know. Tailgating, that's a happy Ted.
Yeah, Ted, you were talking about a Burning Man camp that is a football tailgate. Yeah, that's definitely the right call for you. I mean, dude, I'm at home in a parking lot drinking beers. You thrive in that environment. I don't know that I've ever seen you happier. And we've been to a lot of weird places together.
Well, I was going to say, like I love Meltdown, but at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to lie, the music is far from the most important part to me. Like, sometimes it's just nice walking around and like BSing with people, kind of like tailgate, stop by their campsite. I don't know, have a beverage with them. Who knows? You know, but just, I like that interaction of just like, we kind of all have somewhere to be, but nowhere in a hurry. So we're just kind of hanging out and chilling. And I like the community atmosphere of like, we got leftover shrimp. Like, all right, we'll trade you a hamburger for them, you know, or.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'll trade you two blunts and a roll. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Right. Oh, man.
Dude, you're getting me pumped up now.
Yeah, like, look, I don't know if I'll see a Husky game in person this fall, but like at some point we should go tailgate one. And he's been on, come with us too. Like, trust me, like if we go to a tailgate, like I'll reach out to somebody. There'll be food. It'll be fun. It might be chaos for a little bit too, but you'll be all right.
Dude, 100% in. Also, when I'm back around Christmas, I'm trying to hit a Kraken game between Christmas and New Year's with you boys. Just let that float out there. You don't have to digest it now, but just let it float out there.
Yeah, and if anybody listens to our podcast and you or your parents or your wife's family has tickets and it's a pain for you guys to get down to the city, feel free to email us at thepodcast.com.
Dude, the other thing I was going to say is if you have a tailgate or, you know, like, weren't we going to go to a frat party at one point? Like, just, I don't know, if you have some, like, weird invite related to sports, let Ted know.
Yeah, for real. Right, you can always reach me on my Twitter too. Slide into my damn DMs. I'm ready for it. At the Ted Smith, two E's. But yeah, we're hey, look, it's 2021. We can do stuff. We're getting it all in, boys. We're getting it all in.
Get into those DMs. Get on in there.
All right. Well, there you go. There's another The Home episode. We'll be back next week again. And then I got a little time off. But yeah, in the meantime, keep enjoying summer. Keep kicking ass. Try not to road rage, even from the passenger seat. For MCTP, for Cobb, the Ted Smith, is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.